This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey from St. Philip Orthodox Church in Davie, Florida. Join us daily on the journey.
Welcome to the Daily Orthodox Scriptures 2021. I'm Father Alexis, and we are reading through the Scriptures each day of the year using the Orthodox Study Bible. Today is day 163 of our readings, and it's June 12. So today we will be reading from Ecclesiastes chapter 11 and 12, Psalms 132 and 133, Proverbs 28, verses 21 through 25, and John chapter 19, verses 25 through 42. Now to the readings. Let's begin. Ecclesiastes, chapters 11 and 12. Cast your bread upon the face of the water, for you will find it after many days. Give a portion to seven and also to eight, for you do not know what evil there will be on the earth. If the clouds are full of rain, they pour it out upon the earth. And if a tree falls to the south or to the north, in the place where the tree falls, there it shall lie. He who observes the wind will not sow, and he who sees the clouds will not reap. As you do not know the way of the wind, or how the bones grow in the womb of her who is with child, so you do not know the works of God, even all things whatever he will do. In the morning sow your seed, and in the evening do not withhold your hand, for you do not know which will prosper, either this or that, or whether both alike will be good. The light is sweet, and it is good for the eyes to behold the sun. For if a man lives many years and rejoices in them all, yet let him remember the days of darkness, for they shall be many. All that comes is vanity. Be glad, O young man, in your youth, and let your heart cheer you in the days of your youth. Walk in the ways of your heart and in the sight of your eyes, but know for all this that God will bring you into judgment. Therefore, remove anger from your heart and pass by evil with your flesh, for youth and lack of understanding are vanity. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come, and the years arrive when you say, I have no will to face them, while the sun and the light, the moon and the stars are not darkened, and the clouds do not return after the rain, in the day when the keepers of the house tremble, and the men of strength are led astray, when the women who grind the grain become idle because they are few, when the women who look out the windows will remain in darkness, when the doors are shut in the marketplace and the sound of grinding is low, when one rises up at the sound of a sparrow and all the daughters of song are brought low. Also they will look from the height, and there are terrors in the way. When the almond tree blossoms, the grasshopper grows fat, and the caper plant is scattered. For man goes to his eternal home, and the mourners go about the marketplace. Remember your Creator until the silver cord is removed, and the golden flowers pressed together, and the pitcher is shattered at the fountain, and the wheel runs together at the well. Then the dust returns to the earth as it was, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. Vanity of vanities, says the preacher, all is vanity. Because the preacher was wise more than others, he taught the people knowledge, and the ear will search out his well-ordered proverbs. The preacher sought diligently to find desirable words, and what was written is upright. They are words of truth. The words of the wise are like pointed sticks, like nails firmly fastened. They are given from the collections and abound from them by one shepherd. Moreover, my son, guard yourself, for there is no end to the making of many books, and much study is weariness of the flesh. Hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole man. For God will bring every work into judgment, including everything that has been overlooked, whether it be good or evil. Psalm 132. Behold now, what is so good or so pleasant as for brothers to dwell together in unity? It is like fragrant oil running down upon the beard of Aaron, running down upon the border of his garment. It is like the dew of Hermon running down upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing and life forever. Psalm 133. Behold now, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. In the nights, lift up your hands to the Holy of Holies, and bless the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion, he who made heaven and earth. Proverbs chapter 28, verses 21 through 25. He who works his own land shall be satisfied with bread, but he who pursues leisure shall be filled with poverty. A trustworthy man shall be blessed in many things, but an evil man shall not go unpunished. He who does not respect righteous people is not good. Such a man will sell another for a morsel of bread. An envious man hastens to be rich, but does not know that a merciful man shall have the mastery over him. He who reproves a man's ways shall have more grace than he who flatters him. John chapter 19, verses 25 through 42. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother, and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother, and the disciple whom he loved standing by, he said to his mother, Woman, behold your son. And then he said to the disciple, Behold your mother. And from that hour that disciple took her to his own home. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, I thirst. Now a vessel full of sour wine was sitting there, and they filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on hyssop, and put it to his mouth. So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, It is finished. And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. Therefore, because it was the preparation day, that the body should not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for that Sabbath was a high day, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs might be broken, and that they might be taken away. Then the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first, and of the other who was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus, and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and immediately blood and water came out. And he who has seen has testified, and his testimony is true, and he knows that he is telling the truth, so that you may believe. For these things were done that the scripture should be fulfilled, not one of his bones shall be broken. And again, another scripture says, They shall look on him whom they pierced. After this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly, for fear of the Jews, asked Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him permission. So he came and took the body of Jesus. And Nicodemus, who at first came to Jesus by night, also came bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pounds. Then they took the body of Jesus and bound it in strips of linen with the spices, as the custom of the Jews is to bury. Now in the place where he was crucified there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb in which no one had yet been laid. So there they laid Jesus, because of the Jews' preparation day, for the tomb was nearby. Moments before Jesus died on the cross, he uttered the words, "It is finished." He was not saying that his life was finished, but the work he came to do, the work of salvation, is finished. It's accomplished. In this act of dying on the cross, all is accomplished and fulfilled. And while we usually link the resurrection with the crucifixion, we see the victory in the death. There is an aspect that the crucifixion does the whole mystery. The resurrection is the consequence of his crucifixion, of his taking on the sins of the world together with death in his own body. On Holy Saturday, the day after the crucifixion but before the resurrection, we sing the following words, "This is the day of quiet and rest, on which the only Son of God rested from all his works." His works are now completed, and we enter into the mystery of it. He loved us to the end. Father Thomas Hopko had some important and helpful words to say about this. He said, "He doesn't do all this so we don't have to do it. He does all of this so that we would have the power to do it. We're commanded to do it, and our whole life is a struggle to love the way he loved and to keep the commandments the way he did. And he said, 'If you love me, you will keep my commandments,' and not to give into evil no matter what, even when people are spitting on us, mocking us, beating us, cursing us, stealing from us, robbing us, lying about us, deceiving us, kicking us out of Jerusalem, putting us on a cross with a couple of criminals, and claiming that we are an impostor and blasphemer. You still love, and the victory is won, and everything is made right. That's the view, but we have to do it too. Or, a little bit more humbly, we have to struggle and pray to do it. And even a little bit more humbly, we have to confess when we don't do it, and trust in the mercy of God to forgive us our sins too, for our failure as Christians." That's from Father Thomas Hopko. And this is our call as Christians. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.